Welcome to the UFO Files. This is Jerry Pippin, and on the line from Roswell, New Mexico, we have Dennis Balthauser. Dennis, been a while since we've been talking, and Roswell's back in at least some of the media.
Certainly is. Full time.
Yeah. They had the specials over the weekend, I guess, on the Sci-Fi Channel. And, you know, they had every expert known to mankind on the Roswell thing, but the real guy,
well,
you.
I was watching it on television here. I did go out to the site the last day that they were filming and doing the dig. Don Schmidt had invited me out for the whole thing, and I had other commitments and couldn't get out until the last day. But I did go out the last day, and it was a full-fledged archaeological dig from the equipment they had out there and the way they were proceeding with it. And I also had the chance to meet Frank Joyce, who was there that day being interviewed. Frank was with the radio station back in 1947. I had never met him. So it was a worthwhile trip for me to go out and be able to meet Frank and talk with him a little bit.
Yeah, did you get a chance to visit with Frank in detail about that?
Quite a bit, and he was the one that the rancher, Mac Brazo, had stopped at the radio station on the way into town. And Frank was a local disc jockey at KGFL. Radio here in 1947, and had always called the sheriff's office every morning to see if there was any late breaking news. And after the rancher left the radio station, he had gone to the sheriff's office and told him about all his debris out in his pasture. And Sheriff Wilcox put Brazel on the phone with Frank, and Frank talked to him, and then from there Brazel was taken by the military to the base and interrogated for several days, and on the way out of town, escorted by military people, the rancher stopped at the radio station and told Frank that he was wrong about his story, that it was just nothing but a weather balloon. And Frank said, well, that's quite a different story than you told when you came to town. And Frank Joyce just off the cuff said, are you talking about those little green men? And Frank said that Brazel, the rancher, just turned on the heels of his boots and looked at him and said they weren't green and walked out the door.
Mm.
So that told us that Brazel had seen bodies at one time and never again talked about it.
What's Frank think about it after all these years? He's got to be up there in years himself now.
Yeah, Frank's probably around 80. He lives in Albuquerque, and I talked to him about possibly doing an in-depth oral history of him, because I don't know that anybody has done that, and I'd sure like to get whatever information he still has in his mind. I'd like to get that recorded for historical value.
Now, you say that was a full-fledged archaeological dig out there. Isn't that BLM property?
The actual crash site is BLM land. It's been designated separate property, because I got a hold of an environmental impact study that the BLM did a few years ago, and they do that on a regular basis with most ranches now. And in that environmental study, there's a paragraph saying that this is the alleged site of the 1947 UFO crash. This is a government document.
And they actually put it in there.
It's actually in there. And when I found out about it, I went out to the local BLM office and asked about it, and I got a copy of it, so I do have that in the file. But this is the Department of the Interior Bureau of Land Management saying, at least they're saying it's an alleged site, if nothing else, recognizing that.
Now, you have a quite an extensive website yourself there, and we have several links to it on the web, but you might go ahead and give it to us orally here for our radio listeners.
All right. It's www.truthseeker@roswell.com. That's all one word, TRUTHSEEKERATROSWELL.com.
Now, did they come up with anything on this dig while you were there? You were there the whole day, the last day, right?
The last day I was, and no one said anything to me that day while I was there that they had found anything, which, of course, doesn't mean that they didn't. But the show in general on the Sci-Fi Channel, the two-hour special, I was fairly well impressed with the way it was handled, because after all the hype and the promotion for the show, I was really afraid that it might be like many other shows that are hyped up and be a disappointment. But
mm-hmm.
I thought it was produced and directed well. The archive film footage, I thought, was excellent. They had some really good film of back in the Second World War era, and the actual incident story of the Roswell incident was laid out in good detail and fairly accurately.
Well, yeah, it was a good production. I know that. I know that, notice they had Kevin Randall on there, and Stanton Friedman was on there just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fellow that you guys had up in your conference up there last year, the debunker.
Carl Flock?
Yeah, he seemed to be involved in that a lot.
I think, like I told you before, I respect Carl because he's consistently wrong. And he, again, showed that your listeners need to understand Carl Flock's background. He's ex-CIA. And to me, once CIA, always CIA. It's kind of like the old saying about the black projects, once you go black, you never come back. And I think Carl is that way also, because he still has a lot of contacts with CIA people and some people in the government. But his balloon story supporting Moore, who was the guy in charge of the Mogul balloons back in 47, they just won't give up on that, but they have nothing to validate it. And the problem I'm starting to have with Roswell is that we have all these debunkers and skeptics and critics. We have been researching this thing for 35, 40 years now and trying to find the truth, but the debunkers just say we're wrong. They never come up with anything to counter it. And, you know, until they can produce something that says we actually are wrong, we're going to continue to do what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they were digging there, what about this unknown object I heard about? I didn't get to see the show. I was working, of course.
They took, I believe, 64 bags of soil from different areas around the debris field that they have taken in under lock and key, have protected in a local bank vault here in town. Those samples will be analyzed and to see if there's any anomalies or any kind of evidence in them. That hasn't been done yet, and I don't know if they're going to come out with a sequel or if they'll come out with a report or how they'll handle it, but they have 60-some bags of material that they still have to analyze. They found a trench on the site close to the actual debris field, and they took a backhoe and cross-dug it about 3 feet deep. And the archaeologist on the show was saying that he showed a wall where they had dug into that thing, and he said it looks to him like there apparently had been a gouge there years ago that was filled in with sediment and material over the last 55 years. So that's another thing that probably we need to look at more closely to see if there's anything to that.
I understand. One of those researchers, I think you worked with at one time or another.
Don Schmidt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked with Don and Tom Carey. And I don't know if your listeners know it or not, but Schmidt and Randall, Kevin Randall, were partners and had two books out in 91 and 94. About Roswell, and they have broken.
Yeah, they got a divorce.
Right, and I was surprised to see Kevin on the show as much as he was, doing as much as he did, because I was under the impression that Schmidt and Carey were going to be primarily the main researchers on the job.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you say, you're the one that lives out in Roswell. You're there all the time, and that's one reason we wanted to talk to you about it, Dennis.
I think one of the big surprises for me on the show was the fact that Major Easley's daughter was there talking about her dad, who Major Easley was in charge of the MPs at the base in 1947 and probably handled the security and the cleaning up of the debris field. And she actually had come down from, I believe, Colorado is where she lives, and talked a little bit about her dad and also the fact that he never told them anything about what had happened. But Easley is one of the good witnesses we've had. He, of course, has passed away now, mm-hmm. but he was one of the good witnesses we had. I think as a researcher of Roswell for 7 years, not a whole lot was presented from a research standpoint as far as anything new other than a few witnesses. But for the general public, I think the show contained a whole lot of information, putting things in order and the way they handled it.
Hold on a minute, Dennis. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
Dennis Balthizer is our guest from Roswell, New Mexico. This is Jerry Pippin, and this is the UFO Files. the good things about